You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode on When Christians Speak Talk Radio, Friday Night Joy. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Amen. And we're going to continue talking about spiritual gifts. Amen. Spiritual gifts. This is number 104, part 104 of a series we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. Amen. So we again are blessed to be here, amen, and to be able to talk about this. So this is one of my passions, amen, my passion that I picked up or God allowed me to have while attending the church, Tree of Life Christian Ministry. I was one of the teachers there, amen, and never saw this coming. It's another one, it's like the radio broadcast, never saw this coming. So I'm going to try to do my best to to teach and not do too much preaching, okay? But I am a preacher at heart, but this is one of those things that it has to be taught, amen? Amen. So I might do a little bit of both, amen? Hopefully I will have someone join me later to bring back the teaching part of it, amen? But before we get started, I want to go ahead and remind you of His Abounding Grace of Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall's Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is, well, of course, it's the night. That's me. And sometimes I have friends, amen, come on and help a brother out at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is on Sundays at 7 p.m. My monthly broadcast is as follows: Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones every first Monday of the month at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful. It's Bold and Beautiful is with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham. It's every second Saturday at 10 a.m. And I think I missed one. One of our weekly broadcasts is Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan. That's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Amen. If I'm not mistaken, he just started a new series. Amen. Adoration, which is coming up this Monday, amen, with the evangelist Lewis McElwain, is every third Monday of the month, amen. So we're excited about my brother coming up this Monday at 7 p.m., amen. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, is every third Sunday, amen. They are also coming up this Sunday. They'll be with us this Sunday on Marriage Takeover. Man, so I'm excited about with them at 7 p.m. Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call. Reverend Gwen did get married, so she's celebrating her marriage. They're newlyweds, I guess that's what it is, or newly being married. And Sister Portia Robinson has been filling in for the last 4 weeks now, so we're excited about what God has been doing with Sister Portia on Midday Glory Prayer. I do want to remind you, go and check out whenchristianspeak.com. We have a little bit more information about who we are and what we're doing and our vision. Amen. Also, you can find out a little bit more about the different hosts that we have on. We do have some podcasts available there, some that you can download. Also, I want to remind you that we are a 501c3 company. You can sow a seed or a donation by going to the website and clicking on Donate Now. That's whenchristianspeak.com and clicking on the Donate Now button. Everything is done through PayPal. The website is secure. Everything is secure. So we would definitely love your assistance. Your assistance is much needed as we continue to press and to push and to spread and to preach and to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God has blessed the ministry to have our listeners base in probably about 140 different countries. Amen. And it's constantly always growing and everything. And we are grateful and thankful for that. So your funds or your donation will definitely go towards the ministry and ministry only. Amen and amen and amen. 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 Let's go ahead and get started. Amen. Again, this is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We're going to be continuing to talk about Spiritual Gifts 104. Amen. Father, we come today to first give you thanks. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord. Thank you for the things that you are doing in our life. Thank you, God, for all, God. Thank you for everything, Lord Jesus. For you have been good to us. You have spared our life. Spared our life many times before in the past. You have kept us from hurt, harm, and danger. You have put a hedge of protection around us. You've shown us favor, Lord Jesus God. You have saved us when we thought that we might have been unsavable, God. You did those things for your name's sake, and we just want to give you glory today. We thank you for those that will learn from this ministry, God, that are being gleaned with this ministry, God, that are attached to this ministry. We pray that you will bless them when they're coming in and they're going out. Allow no weapon to form against them of any kind to prosper against them, Lord Jesus. We pray for well health. We pray for deliverance. We pray for your Holy Spirit to fill up your people, God. We pray that, Lord, the salvation of souls, God, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. We pray for your favor, but we pray, Lord Jesus, that we will serve you in spirit and in truth. We pray there be a zeal in us, God, to seek out for the things of you, Lord Jesus, no matter who we are, no matter we be pastors or apostles or prophets or preachers or teachers, Lord Jesus, or evangelists, God, or missionaries, God, whatever the calling that you have placed in our life, we pray that we do it. But the diligently that you have given us to do it, God. But more than that, we pray that we do it out of love. We pray that we reach the masses, Lord Jesus, the shut-in, those in prison, wherever they might be, out of love. We give this broadcast to you, for this is your broadcast. It has been established with you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will continue to bless this broadcast and those that involve. We pray that we may continue to stay true to the calling that is on our life. As we go through our daily basis, God, we pray for everybody listening to the broadcast, God. Will they be listening to different platforms? We pray that they will receive you, Jesus, and honor you, and have a desire to seek after the things of you. You know their private prayers that they don't want us to know about, except for you and them, God. We pray, God, that you will answer them, Lord Jesus, that you will begin to speak life and not death into their lives, Lord Jesus. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Again, everyone, I want to welcome you. Amen. To When Christian Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We're going to continue on with Spiritual Gifts. This is part 104. One of the things I wanted to do, there's several things as I begin to get ready for tonight's broadcast, but there's several things I want to do. Amen. And hopefully somebody will be joining me in a few minutes. But one of the things I didn't do yet is I didn't name the different gifts that they are. There are quite a few. Amen. And I'm not going to get into detail. I'm not sure where the Holy Spirit is going to lead me later on tonight to get into detail about each gift. And scripture represents dealing with that gift, and he may do that. So I don't know how long this is going to be. Amen. I'm not sure how long this is going to be, but we're going to probably get detail with it. Amen. Amen. Some of the spiritual gifts are the list of prophecy. Most of us know about the gift of prophecy. We see it operating. And I also know that prophecy is part of one of the fivefold ministry. Leadership, apostle, service, teaching, exhortation, giving, mercy, wisdom, knowledge, faith, helps, administration, evangelist, pastors, hospitality, healing, miracles, discerning of spirits, tongue, interpretation of tongues, voluntary poverty, exorcism, intercession, and celibacy. Those are your special gifts. Now, I want to read something from this book I have that's by Wagner, Modified Hout's Questionnaire, which is like a test that you can take to find out more about your spiritual gifts. It says, while not meant to be dogmatic or final, these definitions and supporting scripture to be corresponding to characteristics of this are expressed in the Wagner Modified Hout's Questionnaire. And we didn't define what they were, amen, because we're going to need a little more time to go through each one, and not only go through each one, but also give scripture references, which they do. For example, I give you prophecy and pastor. For example, prophecy is the gift of prophecy is a special ability that God gives to certain members of the body of Christ to receive and communicate an immediate message of God to his people through a divine anointed utterance. And that is, you can find out more about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 and 28, Ephesians 4:11 and through 14, Romans 12, verse 6, Luke chapter 7, verse 26, Acts 15, verse 32, and Acts 21, verses 9-11. And of course, in the Old Testament, the book is filled with people operating in the office of the prophetic office. Amen. Pastor is a special ability that God gives to certain members of the body of Christ to assume a long-term personal responsibility for the spiritual welfare of a group of believers. Okay. Again, this is not the office, this is the gift. Okay. All right. But you got to understand that even in the office, this gift is needed. Amen. Amen. And we'll talk a little bit more in a few minutes. But Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 14, 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7, John 10, verses 1 through 18, and 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 3. Amen. So we're going to really get, and I believe I'm being led into, we're going to probably get into the details of each gift and spend some time on it. And I'm taking a deep breath because I just read off what the list does. So it's quite a few, amen. But it's important that you find out what your gift and how you what your gift is, and what do you see, what if God has called you to do. I mean, everybody know about the basic ones of pastor and prophet, and most people want to those that has those type of titles or whatever and operate in the office. But every, like we talked about last week, every gift is important, and they are important for the edifying of the body of Christ. There is no gift better or greater than the next. So it's important that we understand that. Okay, it's important that we, once we find out what our gifts are, is that we begin to study that gift, to study and to pay attention to the Holy Spirit speaking to us, and to know the voice of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, that when it's speaking to us about to do something, that we act on it right away, okay, and not second guess it or anything like that, and in some cases he might require, and I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, that he might not require for us to do anything. You know, sometimes, you know, he might just require for us to be in prayer more or intercede. One of the things that we had talked about before, that usually your gifts are in a cluster of gifts. So some people might have the gift of discernment, and they might have the gift of exhortation and something else. Alana, usually there's a three cluster, you know, three top gifts that are a cluster that support one another, or in most cases, they should balance out. Your gift might balance out with somebody else. Like, for example, my gift, I don't consider myself to have the gift of administration, but I'm surrounded by people that do have the gift of administration. So that there are certain things I need to get done. I have the vision, you know, but I don't have the admin, the gift of admin to make it happen. okay, and everything like that. But the people that are surrounding me, or the people that might be surrounding you, would have those things that you needed. That's why it's even important with whom we connect with, you know, and everything like that. You know, you can have somebody that might have the gifts of mercy or the gifts of helps, and they want to help everybody and everything, because that's the gift and that's the zeal that's in them. But at the same time, it might not be feasible to help everybody. There might be a period of time that somebody might have to go through some things, you know. And the last thing you want to do, the last thing you want to do is be in a place that you're doing something because you have the zeal and you feel the passion, but the Holy Spirit has not released you to do it yet. Okay, the Holy Spirit has not released you to do it yet. I'm gonna see if this person that I got is ready for me. I don't want to put her on a spot, you know, that I'd be in trouble. Amen. Amen. And I know I see that she's online. Amen. But anyway, so it's important that you know what your gifts are. It's important that you, once you begin, the Lord begin to reveal your gift to you and stuff like that, that you pursue more of it, you know. Amen. And stuff. And you pursue more of the Holy Spirit, because everything we do, God has to be involved. The Holy Spirit has to be involved. In fact, I'm not even sure that I mentioned that. This and stuff like that, but you can't operate in without the Holy Spirit of knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So you have, there are some things that have to be done. You have to accept that Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit has to be in your life. You can't, amen, this is. The Holy Spirit has to be in your life. Amen. Reverend Robin? Amen. Amen.
I am on the line, Brother Ray, but I can't really talk at this time.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm gonna put you back. Just let me know when you're ready. Okay. All right. So she's not quite ready yet. Well, this is a young lady that actually taught me a lot. You know, her and Reverend Nate Newman, amen, were teachers at the Tree of Life and everything like that. And they really learned a lot from them, and I learned a lot from that ministry, amen, from that ministry and everything. So some of the stuff that I'm using, I glean from my own study, and of course I glean from them and everything. And I glean from just being around. I mean, this is not my first time hearing about spiritual gifts, but I thank God for this opportunity to talk about spiritual gifts. Amen. Amen. Let's continue. Go back to my notes here, and let's continue where I think last time we was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 through 31. Amen. So what we want to do now, amen, I think I want to. I got a couple other scriptures to read, but I don't want to overwhelm you too much. Amen. I want to go to the area that says, what should we expect? And why would I receive a spiritual gift? And it's important that, you know, that our expectation when we that when we receive something from God and everything, God only give us the best, okay? And again, it's supply status, so it's not really for us, but it's for someone else. You know, and last week I talked about that a lot of times we have this gift. Amen. And in most cases, God has given us, and we sit on it, and because we ought to, it be out of fear or whatever and stuff. But God wants us to step out on faith and trust Him and believe Him. Amen. It says Acts chapter 1 verse 4 to 8. It says Jesus left us with an expectation of more to come. So we should have an expectation when it comes to the things of Christ. You know, as soon as we wake up in the morning, we should have an expectation that, okay, God, you know what, this is a brand new day, and I'm expecting so much more that you have with it. You put me in front of someone to be able to to tell them about you, or to love on someone, or to encourage someone, or whatever the case might be. There should be an expectation that that we do when we wake up in the morning, even when we go to bed at night. There should be an expectation that God's going to give us dreams and visions of His purpose and His plans that He have for us. And that's why it's important that we receive the receiver spirit, to receive a spirit to get, or have the spirit to get, but better you have the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important for us to find out. Because then once we know what it is, especially if it's the gifts of help and stuff like that, because then you have a more of desire through the Holy Spirit to help somebody, and through discernment, because remember I told you there's a cluster, to help somebody that may be struggling through helps or through mercy or even through healing, you know. Healing is one of those gifts. Even through healing or even through intercession, you see somebody that is struggling, or God will bring to you in your mindset that somebody is going through something and you want to help. You want to be able to reach out to them and everything, you know. So this is why you want to receive that special gift that's designated for you, each and every last one of them. There's a gift that's in us that wants to get out, that wants to be used mightily by the Holy Spirit. That wants to be used mightily by the Holy Spirit. And this one says, it says, Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8 says, Jesus left us with the expectation of more to come, and being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, He, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but he should be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So the disciples went to Jerusalem with an expectation, and he told them to wait. Well, we should have that same expectation, amen, that when we find out once what our gifts are, that God's going to do something mighty with us, but for somebody else, that he's going to use us mightily to a point where that we're going to reap the benefits. We're going to reap the benefits. Why? Because we're being obedient to what he's given us to do. It says, John truly baptized with water, but he should be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days since. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the season, which the Father had put in his own power. Let me explain that right now, and I know I'm probably getting too preaching, Reverend Robin, but let me explain something to you, and that ties in right when we talk about gifts, because one of the things that you have to understand that sometimes when we receive a gift, because of that zeal and because of the desire, we want to know more, and some things is not meant for us to know at that time. I think last week, a couple of weeks, I talked to you, and I said that I remember when we administered the questionnaire to people. People found out they had the gift of gifts that they didn't even know they had. And what we begin to tell them is that don't mean you go in and you start operating in that right away, because that might be for a season to come. You know, there were people the teaching gift was very strong in, and they weren't teachers by trade and never really taught Bible study, so they didn't understand how it was possible to see teaching show up. What the thing was that maybe that what it was what the Holy Spirit was revealing to them that was teaching was something to come later. And true enough, in the many years that I was at the tree, there were people that end up teaching many years down the line. It didn't happen overnight, okay? It didn't happen overnight and everything. And they had to be at peace with that when God says, when it's time. I mean, there's a process that they have to go through, whether it's teaching, whether even if it's intercessor. They might not be met people and everything that didn't know how, they felt like they didn't know how to pray, and later became great intercessors and everything. But there was a process that they had to go through. There was also, and part of that process is seeking after the things of God, learning more of the things of Christ, learning more of the things of God, so that he can reveal it to them. And then when the time was right, when they were seasoned right, to use a word like that, what happened was is that they began to operate in it, in that very gift that they saw maybe 5 or 6 years ago. they begin to see 5 years. Now, there are some gifts that God gives us, spiritual gifts that God gives us, that we operate in the meeting. We do it sometimes without even thinking about it. We do it in our workplace. We do it in our family and everything like that. You know, we do. We can't help it. It's just there. But when the teaching part of the spiritual gifts and all that God has applied that to begin to operate together in that, then it's manifested. You know, and that's what we want. We want to see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And then they begin. I witnessed people, and Reverend Robin did too. Sister Robin did too. Begin to be completely operate and be in that which God has given them. You know, met a young lady, and she had a dynamite voice. You know, but she would sing very, when she would sing, that she would sing very songs. It would be very quiet. But, you know, through teaching of her gift, because that's what it was and everything, over a period of time, her voice began to get, you know, because of the Holy Spirit indwelling and being used, she began to be able to minister to others. Verse 7 says, he said to me, it is not for you to know the times or the season. Something that's not meant for us to know. He said, which the Father put this in his own power. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the utmost part of the earth. That's what God wants. The gifts are supplied into the edified, the body of Christ. And when it's edified, the body of Christ, the Bible says that when the name of Jesus is lifted up, all men should be able to see. You should be able to see the outcome of us lifting up the name of Jesus. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. The body is being edified, and a light is being shined into darkness. The people now can see a great light, you know, that we're in darkness, all because we're being obedient, all because we are operating through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. Amen. We operate through the Holy Ghost. And let me read it. It says, okay, now I want to go back, and I want to go back to one of the scriptures. So it's important that we go back to some of the scriptures and everything. This is coming out of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. And this is what it says. And again, I know that I'm preaching, but y'all bear with me, amen. Hopefully Reverend Robin come on, she can do some teaching. Amen. I see the question mark. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Amen. So, Reverend Robin, I'm so glad to have you with us today as we talk about this important subject. It needs to take place in the body of Christ. I mean, every church should have a teaching about spiritual gifts and everything. It doesn't necessarily have to be the pastor that teach it, but it should be in a place where you're trying to learn more and more about the gift and everything like that. So, at that point, Reverend Robin, what we were doing, I know you were listening, but we were talking about the expectation and why we should receive the spiritual gift and everything. Do you want to have anything you want to add?
I says, well, all believers in Christ should have that expectation to receive a spiritual gift, because it's not even an expectation to receive it, it's that it's already there. So it is truly just a matter of it coming out of its dormant status and raising to the surface, because, you know, the first primary gift that we receive from God is the gift of salvation.
Right.
You know, and along with that, the gift came. Whether or not we operate and move in it and even are aware, have this conscious awareness of it, doesn't negate the fact that it's already there. So it is. That's why when he says, why should we find out about our spiritual gift? I mean, because you want to, and finding out your spiritual gift is a way of identifying who you are. Not who you are in the natural, but who you are in the spirit. You see, because it's a spiritual gift, and it further defines who you are. And it's truly not until you go through those places of kind of identifying with your gift, do you come to understand the person that you have always been. You know, in identifying with your spiritual gift, you come to understand that is why I always felt driven to that. That is why I always had a tendency to do that. I mean, it is so important because it further, it's just another method of identifying you, of coming into an understanding of who you are and who you are in Christ Jesus and who he has ordained and created you to be. I mean, we live here in the natural, and we have careers, and we pursue degrees, and we pursue all sorts of things, but that's all for the benefit of the natural.
Right.
I mean, but God has a plan for us that is a spiritual plan, and that we can't even begin to walk out our true purpose of who we are until we get into a place where we know who we are spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of very important and self-fulfilling, you know, and brings you into a place of oneness with God. Because when you come to a spiritual gift, it's not yours. It's spiritual, you know. And when God is using your gift in your vessel, it's that time in which he gifts you with him. Because it's truly not a personal gift. It's a spiritual gift. And as Reverend Ray has been saying, it's supply-sided. You see, so that takes you totally out of the picture. But at that same time, it brings you into a oneness with God. So your gift doesn't need you to operate. Your gift will operate. So, and that's when it comes into the plan, and Reverend Ray has said that the gift is unmerited. It's not based on who you think you are. It is the gift that God has given to you. And God knows everything there is to know about us, you know. And it's not if you think you go to church enough, you pray enough, you read your Bible enough, that you've kind of earned this spiritual gift. You can't earn God's spiritual gift. I mean, how can you earn a gift? A gift is freely given unto you, you know. But it's something that's given to you to be operated by the Spirit and not to be operated by you. So
that's
it's
right.
Just and. But it's in you, you know, and it's just very important to just kind of know what your gifting is, not so that you can go and say, I'm a prophet or I have a gift of discernment or I'm a preacher or I'm a teacher. No, it's more so that you can come into an identifying of who you are and your relationship with God. You know, if you go about not so much pursuing what I'm going to do with my gift, but pursuing the person who gave you the gift, then the gift itself is going to operate without your having to attach yourself to it in a manner of becoming somewhat like it's your possession, because it's not your possession, because it's not for you per se, it's supply side, it is for someone else. So that, and I think that is just one of God's great ways of keeping us out of it, because how can we decide who we're going to give our gift to?
That's right.
You know, how are we going to decide where I'll do it here, but I'm not going to do it there? No, it's more or less of coming into that place of oneness with God, coming to that place of fulfillment in your spiritual journey with God and your creation. Why am I created? You're created for God. You know, you're created to worship him. You're created to when he said, go forth and multiply, you're created to go and multiply in the spirit, you know, and just multiply the things of God in the spirit. I mean, but that comes from where you kind of let go of yourself in order to allow the spirit to do that.
Man.
An expectation from God. And that's just that's a spiritual expectation. I mean, you know, all of the things of the world are just byproducts. I mean, God could easily give those things. But our expectation should be for more of him and just less of us. And then the more that we receive of him, the more complete we become.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Also, Reverend Robin was talking about the oneness with God. And that's extremely important. And this is why one of the things that we did, in a way, is that we encourage people to get quiet, you know, before they took the questionnaire or whatever. But just get quiet before the Lord and let God, let the Holy Spirit begin to direct you and everything. And that oneness is important and stuff like that, because then you have developed a relationship with Him to the point where, and then you realize that it's not about you anyway. You know, you realize that it's not about you, but it is about the Holy Spirit and everything. And then there's a place of humility that you operate in, because then you realize, I say, okay, if it's not about me, I'm just going to be obedient. You know, I'm going to be the willing vessel, you know, because the Holy Spirit is leading me or directing me to do this or to Reverend Robin. But the Holy Spirit is leading me or directing me and everything. So it's important about that oneness with God. It's important that you are spending time, amen, like she said, that the gift is already there. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the gift is already there. The gift was there even before, okay? The gift was there even before, but there's a scripture they're talking about awakening, okay, awakening up, for us to stirring up. So in many cases, the gift that's inside of you need to be stirred up. Okay? The gift that's inside of you need to be stirred up. But then you begin to learn about your gift. You know, whether you operate in, whether at school or at work or at on your job, at home or whatever, when you begin to learn about your gift, then things begin to make sense to you. I always consider myself a very giving person. So people might dispute that. But I have a passion for people that are in need or whatever. And sometimes it gets me in trouble and everything. But that's why it's important that for me, I had to learn out about that particular gift to find out exactly what it is and to come to an understanding. And when I'm talking about understanding, I'm talking about a spiritual understanding to how it operates. How does it operate? And to be able to let the Holy Spirit do His work in that way, or not the preacher, or not the pastor, not the teacher, but let God do it. So and I think last week I was sharing with you, I told you, I said that when the Holy Spirit is in operation, amen, and He's using the person that helped that gift, amen, mightily and stuff like that, there's going to be an outcome. There will always be an outcome. You know, someone that has the gift of singing, and they sing to the glory of God, and they're just letting God just take them to the next level, which is higher than them just singing on their own, there will be an outcome. And that's what we want to get to. That's what we want. We want that outcome. Amen. I'm waiting for Reverend Robin to come back and join us in a minute. Amen. Her call got dropped. Okay. Amen. I want to read, this is coming out of 1 Peter chapter 4, so, and it says, verse 10 through 11, it says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God has given, that God has given him. We got, you know, as God given him. In other words, the thing that we got to understand, I can't teach like Reverend Robin. You there?
Yes, and I can't preach like Reverend Ray.
I can't teach like Reverend Robin. And there have been times in my life that I thought it was okay to imitate or emulate someone else. And then through teaching and through the Holy Spirit, they reveal, no, you got to be you. I mean, Reverend Robin, y'all, is an awesome teacher, man. To me, my personal opinion, she's an awesome teacher and everything. But that's how the gifts operate. You know, that every somebody that's a teacher might have a totally different style or totally way of doing it, but the outcome, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit being used is great and it's awesome, no matter whose style, who's doing what, because God will use me in somewhat entirely different. You know, God will use me somewhat entirely different. That's why Paul said, he said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God has given him. that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. This is all about God, man. This is all about him getting all the glory and everything. Well, Rabbi, I know that you have people sometimes that when you're preaching, you're teaching, they'll come up to you and they say, oh, you did such an awesome job. You did this. And the first thing that most ministers do, if they got in a sense, is they point their finger up to the end to all the glory to God.
All the glory
you know?
To God.
Because we don't want the glory. We don't want the glory. And God is not willing to share his glory. I think that's in Psalms when he's not willing to, you know, he was talking to, he was saying that he's not willing to share his glory, and amen. But he, you know, so we have to be in a place, and this is what I think that gets a lot of people in trouble, that we have to be in a place of humility while God is using us. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. Okay, Holy Spirit, I want to be obedient. But when we begin to think that, and this is what Robin was talking about earlier, but when we get to the begin to think that now that I have that title or I have that gift and everything, I know what I'm doing and everything, then we're setting ourselves up for something, man. And we have to come back to realize, okay, this is all you, Holy Spirit. I want you to do it. I want you to speak. I want you to speak. I want you to do it. If you're not in it, then we can't do anything. You got to come and to the place. And we're inviting someone that's already there, which is another story for another day and everything. But actually, I think what it is, and Reverend Rob, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it just has to be a willingness to say, okay, God, you know? It has to be a willingness to say, okay, God, you work. Let me use this vessel as you see fit. Whether it's to teach, whether it's to preach, whether it's to prophesy, whether it's to sing, you know, whether it's to usher, be an usher at the door, whatever you need me to do, use me. And that's what God's like, all right. Now the Holy Spirit will be able to operate like that. A prime example, Reverend, I'm going to let you get some words in. Can I just bring you around to be quiet, okay? But a prime example is we used to talk about people that will come through the front door. Everybody cannot be a greeter, okay?
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can't be a greeter. Because I've gone to some churches, okay, not going to name any names, but I've gone to some churches, and the person at the door was not what I consider nice. There was no smile. There was no nothing like that. But everybody can't be a greeter, you know. So for those pastors or that might be listening, you might want to check who's at your door, you know, and stuff like that. You might want to check that out and make sure that they're operating in the gift and not just trying to do it because they want to, because there's a need. And we talked about that, too, that a lot of times people feel positioned because there's a need versus whether they have the gift or not, which is a danger because you can't always do that and stuff like that. So, Rob, you want to talk about that a little bit for me?
Well, I guess what I would like to add, Reverend Ray, is like everyone, just to kind of piggyback on that, is that we're all uniquely known of God, you know, and we all have a specific purpose unto God. And when you say you can't do it like me, I cannot do it like you, and we all need to be comfortable in what our part is. No matter what that part is, your part is just as important as any other part, you know. And so when it comes to, and like you say, not everyone can be a greeter. And you look at that and you would think that, oh, it's a greeter. But no, but you don't, you're not gifted to greet.
Right,
you're not gifted to be on the front door. No, you're turning more people away than you are welcoming in. You
right.
know, because everyone is not, you know. And when it comes to, you know, in, I'm just going to read Ephesians 2:10 says it's that we are the workmanship, you know, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, you know. So where we are and what God has us to do, we can't look at what the other person has or what the other person has been called to do. We have to know that my God has created me for this, and simply because he created me for this, this is the best thing ever for me.
Right.
Because that's where you're going to flourish. But not only are you going to flourish there, that's where you're going to have your contentment in Christ Jesus, knowing that this is what he has chosen for me. And at the same time, knowing that no one else can do my part but me. I'm the only one who can do my part. And therefore, it gets to the place, and when you think about it, we, people look at spiritual gifts, and you know, when you read through 1 Corinthians, you know, you people begin to think that this gift is better and this gift better, but it's not so.
Right,
and
right.
More so than that, is to know you can't take them on as your very own to make it so that it is the gift that gives you your purpose, but it is the giver who gives you the purpose.
Right.
You know, it's not the gift. You know,
right.
And more so than that, you want to give that as soon as the gift comes to you and as soon as your awareness of the gift began to manifest and to become real into you where you can identify, you want to give it right back to God. Because who truly, you know, want to be take the accountability of how that gift is operated? That is such a great responsibility. So immediately, I'm going to give that gift right back to God. God, you are going to be responsible for this. I'm not being responsible for this. You're going to have to be responsible for this. I just because oftentimes we use the gift of prophecy because so many people are always looking for a word. Truly, if a word comes to you, that word should come to you as a confirmation. You shouldn't just move on that word because you feel that you wouldn't if someone gave you a word. That word at this point should be some sort of confirmation. I says, but the part of where it becomes an accountability is that you have to realize that some people aren't seeking God for themselves.
Right.
And so they use you as their hearing from God. And if you're not hearing from God, when you're going forth operating and moving in these gifts, then you're leading someone astray.
Right,
and who
right.
wants to be accountable for that? You will be held accountable and responsible for that. You
right.
see, because you're operating in yourself and you're not operating, letting God operate. And so
right.
who wants to take on that responsibility? Who wants to take on, you know, the accountability for that? I says, that's why when you get the gift, you have to recognize and realize this is God's gift. It is not my gift. So, God, I'm giving it right back to you. Allow me to diminish as you increase. I'm just giving you this vessel, my arms, my hands, my feet, my mouthpiece, whatever you need. Use it at your leisure, at your will. But I don't want to be responsible. I'm just available. You know, and so that we can move out because, you know, you can't just move as if it's your possession. It's not yours. And so
right.
we have to give honor where honor is due, and all of that honor and glory belongs to God. And
yeah,
so
Molly.
He is the one. He is the source. It all comes from him. It's not us, you know. And I know I've had people, even as recent as a few weeks ago, one of the young men at church, I had become offended by Reverend Robin. I mean, I couldn't believe that she told me that. And I said, what in the world did I do? You know, he says, well, we were in a spiritual gift class, and you told me I wasn't nothing but some dirt. I said, but you know that's truth, right? Is it truth or is it not truth? I mean, because we are nothing. You know, we live, move, and have our being because of God. So how
right.
can your haughtiness come in to think that you are something when it is he who is controlling all things? So it is a matter, as Reverend Ray has said, is to be in a place of humility. You know, and the thing about that is that if we're listening, God is always teaching us. I mean,
always.
If we're listening, he's pulling our coattail. You know, because I had a situation which I had shared with Reverend Ray, and I was having a hard time with it. But it comes down to the fact that my heart is following the heart of God, you know, and we have to do what God would have us to do, not what we would do, you know. And as I was going forth, I'm just going to do it just like that, then that's it. And God is like, we're not going to do my people like that.
Right,
we're going
right.
to do it in this wholeness as it should be done. Now, you know, and you may want to get to the point where you want to push back against that, but if you're allowing the Holy Spirit to be the one that's in the lead, you say, not my will, but thy will be done, God.
Right.
And go forth and be obedient in the things of what God has asked and what God has said. You know, and when not grieve the Holy Spirit because it's not in accordance to what you feel that you want to do, because it's not
right,
your
right.
gift. It's not about you.
Right.
You
right,
know,
right.
it is about God and how he wants to use the gift and when he wants to use the gift and the timing of when the gift. Just because you may have the gift of prophecy and God reveals something to you, he may reveal it to you just to pray about it.
That's right.
He may not reveal it for you to go figure you should go tell someone. No, maybe it is for you to just pray. And when God tells you, you say, well, God, what am I supposed to do with this? It doesn't mean you should act upon it until you've consulted with God and he's given you a release to move upon it. You know, and so I said, God has to be the one. Like, I would tell him, I said, you are accountable. You are responsible. These are your people. So however you want to do it, you know, and that's why I think with the spiritual gifts for me, the spiritual gifts are what they are. We cannot add anything or take anything away from the spiritual gifts. It's all about God's use of the spiritual gifts. For me, with the spiritual gifts, and as God has given to me, as I've studied the spiritual gifts is more for in developing your relationship with God so that you can be a vessel surrendered unto him so that he can use you at any time. You know, you may come up and you may take a spiritual assessment up and it comes as whatever the gifts may be. But if you're in a circumstance and you are the only surrendered vessel in the house, whatever gift God needs to operate in that house, he'll use it through you.
That's right.
Even if you don't even think it's one of your gifts. You see, because what God wants is a surrendered vessel unto him. And if you're not a surrendered vessel unto him, if you haven't aligned yourself with just wanting him, just the pursuit of him, just the desiring of him, just the asking that he just come in and rule, reign, and be sovereign, and that he be, you know, the authoritative of your life, and that you are just submitted unto him. That's what he wants. And I know Reverend Ray mentioned Reverend Nate. Something Reverend Nate said is, you know, and he says, I just want to be found to be about my Father's business. Because as I am found to be about my Father's business, the Father will do all that he needs to do through me. That's releasing yourself from it. And only thing we're searching for is the Father. You know, not my will, but thy will be done. Just, you know, just to continually look for that oneness and that agreement and that unity with God. The gifts themselves will operate by the Spirit, as long as we are surrendered and submitted unto God. And as long as we get to a place that we know who the authority is, that we know who is the one that is sovereign, and it's not us, but it's God. And it's just a matter of surrendering unto him and allowing the gifts just to be what they are, spiritual gifts, and not allowing man to come in and taint what God has already said by trying to take possession of it. Because you can't. You end up like the sons of Sceva.
That's right.
You know, you don't even know who God is, but you come in the name of Jesus. Who are you? Who are you? Where have you spent any time with me to be able to come and speak anything in my name or anything on my behalf or move or prophesy or put yourself in any position? I don't even know you. So it's very important that we take the spiritual gifts and not think so much about the gift, but concentrate on the giver, who is God, Almighty, Sovereign, the sole authoritative one, the one who's going to make all decisions, the one who chooses, he says, who he's going to bless and who he says, I will be merciful upon who I choose to be merciful upon. You know, and you get a gift and you decide you don't want to do this and you don't want to take it here and you don't want to take it there. Who are you to make that decision? It's all based on God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I told y'all, she's an outstanding teacher. Amen. Yeah, I know. But, amen, as Reverend Robin was talking, we're about to run out of time here, and I do appreciate her for coming on, and I'm going to extend it out to her longer to come back again. Amen. And continue us teaching this and stuff. In fact, I'll talk to you later about it. Idea just came to my mind, but we'll talk later. Man, but it's important, like Reverend Robin said, man, this is important. You know, no matter where you are and everything, pastors, prophets, apostles, teachers, you know, we get in the pulpit and we teach about all kinds of things, but it's important that we know where our flock is and what the gifts that God has given them so they can be operating in the gifts and not in the idea that we think, you know, and to understand that this is a gift from God. It is supply side, as we've been stating this whole broadcast. Amen. Amen. And it's not about you or anyone else, a person, even the person, but it's about God getting the glory for the edifying of the body. Amen. And as I said last week, that somebody's waiting on the gift that's in you. Because that which is in you is going to encourage, going to exhort, that intercessor that's in you, that helps that in you, you're needed. We're all part of the body, different parts. The eyes has its purpose, the ears has a purpose, all different parts, all different purposes and everything, but operating under one body, under one unction of the Holy Spirit to be obedient to and to uplift the kingdom of God. Amen. And to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So with that being said, I thank everyone for listening. Amen. This has been Friday Night Joy. This has been Reverend Ray and my teacher, Reverend Robin White of Spiritual Gifts. Amen. This has been Spiritual Gifts 104. We're not going to do a Spiritual Gift on Sunday because a marriage taker will take place with the body of one Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson at 7 p.m. Amen. But what we're going to do, Reverend Robin, if you have any final words, if you want to close out in prayer, anything like that.
Well, bless God. I just pray that everyone not look so much at the gift, but look at the giver of the gift.
Right.
Because that's what's supreme. You know, we are created to worship him. We're created for a relationship with him. And as we pursue our relationship with him and increase in that intimacy with him, the gift will have no other option but to pour forth and operate and manifest.
Amen.
So we look towards God, and the gift is there, and the gift itself will manifest and operate without our trying to manipulate it.
Right.
Or take possession of it.
Right.
It will dispense at will.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And that's extremely, we got about 90, so that's extremely to know that this is, it has to go. I like what Reverend Robin just said about allowing God to do it, you know, because I know that sometimes that we can try to manipulate a gift once we find out what it is. You know, but it has to be the Holy Spirit involved. If the Holy Spirit is not involved, then we need to be quiet.
Yes, because there's so many lives are at stake.
Yeah,
you know, people
need to be
make
quiet.
Their decisions, and you know, everyone is not listening to God for themselves, and they are looking for someone else to give them a word. And the last thing you want to do is give someone your word and not the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Let's close out in prayer. Amen. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you, God, for this teaching, God, for the people of God, even for myself, of learning things, of new, refreshing things. God, we thank you, God, for the blessings of those, God, that would receive it, Lord Jesus. We thank you for those, God, that you are beginning to wake out of the slumber, that they might know, Lord Jesus, that you are with them, God, and they have a gift that's on the inside that came from you, Lord Jesus. We pray that they will operate in the gift, but remember where the gift came from, that it would be a place of humility and humble before your presence. They will seek you. There will be a oneness with you, God. We're praying today, God, that miracles, God, would take place. Healing, God, would begin to take place in their lives, wherever they might be, Lord Jesus. God, we pray, God, that salvation of souls, Lord Jesus. Someone crying out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to change my life around? We're praying today, God, for a great outpouring, a revival, God, whatever needs to be done in the body of Christ, God, that we might begin to realize, Lord Jesus, that you are soon to come back. We thank you in advance, God, for every blessing, for every trial, for every tribulation, God. But we thank you more than anything for how you loved us so much, that you were willing to give your son, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and for giving us a second chance and a third chance. We thank you for being revived. We thank you for your resurrection, Lord Jesus, for the things that you are doing in our life. We say thank you in advance. So we thank you for Reverend Robin joining us, God. We pray for that you will continue to bless her and her coming in and her going out. Not only bless her, Lord Jesus, bless all that she's attached to in her families, God, in her family, God, on her jobs, like God, even the tree, God. We thank you, God, for that which you've instilled in her, Lord Jesus, the gifts of that you have instilled in her, Lord, that have blessed so many, have blessed, definitely blessed me and taught me. We thank you for what she mean in my life. In Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. So y'all be blessed. Again, this has been Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray, and Reverend Robin White has joined us talking about spiritual gifts 101. Don't forget, amen, the broadcast coming up. Please go to our website, whenchristianspeak.com, and if you have a desire to donate or sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so by going to whenchristianspeak.com and clicking on the donate now. Everything is done by through PayPal. So we know, so we appreciate whatever help you can give us. Be blessed. Know that we love you, and we'll see you on Sunday. Be blessed. God bless you. Thank you, Reverend Robin.
Bless God.